Carol O'Fourie. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.
I've never seen Rory's booth that full of people at one time. So in there we have Lalita from our Facebook group. Rory's in the booth, as well as Andy and Nozi, who's been helping us with all of this. A big thank you to everyone in that room for making it so special. So if you're just joining us, welcome. It's East Coast Radio, KZN number one. Join us on Facebook to see what's happening live. Facebook Live, you can see us, East Coast Radio. Let me put you in the picture. I had an event. Got a dress from a guy who said he was a designer. Clearly not much of a designer, because what arrived was a disaster. We called it the botch dress. Rory and I put the dress on the bed and we looked at it and we said, what can we do with this? And what did we decide to do? We said, you know what, let's find someone who needs a dress, who is needy of a dress, and change this dress and make it a beautiful dress for someone, maybe for a wedding, maybe for a matric dance, maybe for whatever. Then we get Auntie Rachel, who apparently is based in Joburg. She calls us, she says, listen, there is this little girl, her name is Shailene. She is remarkable. She is amazing, and she is deserving of this dress and needing of this dress. So Saloma jumps in, meets Shailene. Shailene gives the specifications. The dress is made, right? Shailene comes into studio. Everyone in KZN falls in love with Shailene because the story is so powerful and it just resembles so many other children's stories across South Africa, never mind KZN, right? Shailene's 20. She's doing her matric. She failed twice, but she's been so resilient, and her response to why she keeps going is so beautiful, and it touched KZN. From the fact that her daddy's incarcerated but has the best relationship with him, her mom is battling alcoholism, and of course her hero, her granny, who's been raising her. Granny was sharing with me off air how it's been so tough. There were times she even had to sneak her little grandson to work because she had no one to look after him. And you know, the boss once found out and said, listen, this is not a creche. And she's like, I've nowhere to take the baby. I have to look after the baby. So the story is a touching story. And we get to this point now. We've given you so many things, and I'll recap in a moment. All the wonderful people have come on board. But now there's three ladies that walked in here. Shailene has no idea who these ladies are. They've just walked into the studio, and I'll allow the ladies to introduce themselves and why they are here today.
Hello. Yes, I am Nicola, and this is Larika and Bongeka, and we are from the International Hotel School, which is Africa's leading hospitality and culinary school. And we overheard your interview on the radio, and it touched us and all of everyone at Support Office. And we would like to offer you a bursary for next year for our one-year traineeship program to allow you to study and follow your passion and become a chef one day.
Oh.
So that is why we are here for you today.
Now, I have that audio from that day. I'm just trying to find it now. It's beautiful, the moment where she unpacked to me what she wanted to do with her life. And that's the moment that you are referring to. You say, where can I find? There it is. Let me play it for you. This is what you said. If we can put your headphones on so you can hear exactly what you said that moment as we process this, okay? Just so you process.
I believe that you want to become a chef.
Yes, I do.
Talk to me about your love for food. You said when you finish matric, which is this year, you want to be a chef.
Yes, I do. Okay, so as a young girl, I'd watch my granny bake, cook, and stuff like that. And as time went by, I just watched around. Sometimes she'll call me into the kitchen to look at stuff and just watch her bake and cook.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at baking, but cooking is my thing, yes. It doesn't come out really to perfection, but I do have my days.
Yeah.
So, yes, I found it to be my heart's desire to become a chef.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I love being in the kitchen. Yes, so...
You touched my heart. That is so beautiful. And I asked you, I said, Shailene, why have you registered for next year? And you said your answer was?
Yes, I actually haven't registered as yet due to the financial situation that I'm in.
Right.
I was actually looking forward to finishing school and hoping for a scholarship or something or for someone to help. But trusting God that I'm going to get through it and... I will make it to be a chef.
That is so beautiful. I mean, if there's obviously any chef schools that like to have Shailene on board after she finishes matric, we will gladly put you two together.
And we gladly put you two together. So here you are. Now, I mean, she's hearing a one-year scholarship, but I think you need to unpack what you mean by that so that she knows exactly what's happening. For everyone watching at home on Facebook and on your phones and listening, and Shailene is tearing up. But let me let you unpack exactly what you mean by that.
Yes, so the traineeship program is a one-year professional cookery program, and what we do is we place you in a hotel in and around Durban, and you'll gain that practical hands-on experience while you work full-time, and then you will earn a monthly stipend, which will also be able to help you, and then you complete the studies via our online platform, and we have facilitators that come around in the hotel and look after you and guide you should you need anything at that time. So you'll be able to fulfill your dream, and we can't wait to follow your journey.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. So Shailene, a full bursary.
You know, people, I don't know.
Granny, you can stay.
No, we just heard your passion, and we love people that are just so passionate about our industry. We're passionate about what we offer. So we just want to be a part of your journey and to see where you go and how you grow.
That's over 55,000 Rand worth of bursary that's coming your way, Shailene. And Granny, you said, Shailene, when you come home from work, she's cooked. It's going to even be better. It's going to be better. Geez, I'm in awe. I want to firstly thank you guys for jumping on board. This is you changing a life here forever. An opportunity to walk into, a school like that and have the support to do it and not worry about the financial element of it is an absolute blessing.
Thank
so bless you.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Pleasure. Oh, God, it means so much to me. It means so much to me. Oh, I don't know what to say to guys, to each and everyone, everybody. I said to Shay earlier, and I said to Carol, we've had such hard times, crushed times, broken times. Like this day.
I am allowing you to have this moment because I know a lot of people feel what Granny's going through.
And this is a day that we'll never forget.
Yeah. A day that you'll never forget. There we go. Hugs are going round. Tears are going round. Tissues are going round. It's amazing. So thank you to Invictus Education for giving us a year bursary valued over 55,000 Rand. They'll be sponsoring you uniforms. They'll be giving you textbooks. They'll be giving you apparel. They're going to be giving you crockery. Manoli's has got a gift as well that we're going to give to you as well. Manoli's heard that you're doing the chef school vibe, so we'll give you a gift for Manoli's in just a moment. But yes, 55,000 Rand, over 55,000 Rand going to Shailene to see her through her matric. And you whispering in my ear. Okay. So Manoli's has also given us this. They heard that you're going to chef school, and Rory's going to come and give you these beautiful knives that Manoli's has given us. And said, listen, she must get that chopping together. So they off to amazing chef school. I remember when Rory communicated with you, he said, Carol, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. I literally cried when I got this call that Invictus is wanting to get involved. So thank you once again, Invictus Education, for this wonderful experience for her. Now all you have to do is make sure you hit those books, and next year you sort it. Thank you, ladies, so much. Anything you want to share about upcoming enrollments? Is there space for those who want to study?
Yes, we are. International Hotel School is open for enrollments for March 2023, and we have an open day at all of our campuses this Saturday. If anyone would like to come in and see our campuses and register for hospitality management or culinary arts
Fantastic.
For next year.
Shailene, any last words?
I just want to say thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I can't begin to thank you.
Yes, see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday. So Rory in the house. Amen.
Sure.
Thank you.
My heart, my soul.
Thank you.
I was crying from the first link of the show. Yeah. I'll never cry on the radio. I've never, like in what, 12, how many years of radio? I don't even know, millions.
Yeah.
I don't cry. But to lead up to this, even when I got the email from Invictus Education, I replied saying, I read this email to Carol in tears. And I did. I read it. You remember, I was crying when I read it. I was like, you won't believe what I've just gotten. And I phoned the Gran. I said, Gran, you must better make sure you get here.
Yeah.
Gran, you better make sure you get here 21 November. I'm not going to tell you why, but you just make sure you get here 21 November. You cancel her exams. I don't care what you do, Gran, you get here. And the funny thing was, months since talking to Granny, I then replied, sorry, what is your real name for the, I didn't know what her real name was, so I asked her, what is your real name for the day, like for real people out there, like for the listeners, right. What is it? She's like, oh, my name is Hesse. I was like, okay, I've been calling you Granny all this time. I'm still going to call you Granny.
Yes. So, yeah. Granny, is it? Listen, it's been a beautiful thing. I mean, it started off with a botched dress, and today we're putting a girl into school, all thanks to you guys at Invictus Education. Who would have thunk that...
Yeah.
A dress that I picked up in the middle of Durban CBD that was a complete dud would lead us to this momentous occasion. I am just, you know, bless you. I mean, as soon as Granny walked in here, she closed her eyes and started praying.
Mm.
She started praying. And every moment that we've had, she's closed her eyes and she's prayed. And like she said to us earlier, she said everything she's asked God to just help her with raising these children. And he's provided. And today he's provided again. In such a beautiful way. So bless you.
No, you guys, I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to say.
She doesn't know what to say, but I'm going to say this. Yeah.
Shailene's story. Much more than what was left on air. But, like I said to Carol, it was hard. It was tough. I've had to do lots, but we cried together, you know, but it's just God that, and every step of the way, it was family, friends, very good friends till this day, but you know what, in the moment of my pain, my doubts, my hurts, because I was always thinking, where to from here, how? I'm a widow. There's no other, and I'm not earning a fantastic salary. But my, and you know what?
Bless you, Granny.
Shailene is not. Let me explain to you. Shailene is not academically. But what I'm grateful to God for is that she never, never did she say, "I'm not going to school." Mm. She said, "Get my things ready. Oh me, I'm going to school. Oh me, I'm going to be a chef one day."
Oh.
I said, "You will, baby." I said, "God will make a way someday. Someday."
Oof.
Little did I know it'll be this day.
This day.
This day where so much has come. Mm. So much has come. So much has been taken off me. You know, where I stress, I sometimes lay awake and I think, oh dear Jesus, where to from here now? What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that?
Yeah. Well, Granny. Well, thank you, Granny.
And I hope that my story will help others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to push.
Yeah.
And I said to Carol, you know, I'm not even, it doesn't, to me, yes, I want the good results. I want that pass. She said, but whatever. It's just that I'm so grateful that Shailene is who she is. And I'm saying,
so I'm going to leave it here because
there's so many hearts out there.
Granny's talking to everybody in the room and I need to hand over to Vic. And I'm not going to stop Granny because she's emotional right now. So I'm just saying to you, East Coast Radio, it's been a beautiful day. And thank you, KZN, for everything that you've done. And bless everybody who hopped on board to help us with today.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.